people die per minute. 90,000 people die in an hour. 1,080,000 people die in one day. Let me ask you something. How many Christians of them people had died lost?
Come on.
How many people is that your cousin, your good brother, has died lost?
Come on.
I thought about we will stand in judgment on that day when he comes to get us.
I won't say it.
Thought about it. That's a lot. Yeah. 1,500 people die in a minute.
That's right.
And how many know they got their soul right?
That's right.
But that the Bible talks about the enlarging of heaven.
That's right.
I thought about many people are gone. Thought about I was doing some other research a while back before I was even preaching this message. There is so many, it's already, I guess you want to say, stores, then there is McDonald's. I'm talking about there's so many hooked on drugs. There's so many hooked on alcohol.
Right.
There's so many hooked on gambling.
Yep.
Because they've lost their Savior.
Oh.
The Bible says if they lost, the salt loses their Savior, where shall that be salted? But I want Christ in me.
Yeah,
but I'm under the house of the Lord right now, under His voice.
Amen.
And I thought about I could be out there in the bar, Brother Chris.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought about He had a calling on my heart.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that calling. And I answered His call. But I started looking at the term final exam. I don't know how many high school students are in here, but I thought about this would be a perfect message to reach to them. Thought about maybe when May comes, they all get ready, Chris, for that final exam.
That's right.
I thought about that final exam prepares them for the rest of their years.
Yeah. Amen.
I thought about that. They'll be tested on what they've learned all that year.
That's right.
I thought about one day, spiritually, we're going to have a final exam.
That's right.
And we're going to stand before an almighty God.
Amen.
And we're going to have to give record for everything that we've done. I thought about if you've been sinning, there's time to be changing. I thought about if you've not been healing, there's time to be healing. I thought about if there's time to be preaching, you better be preaching. I thought about we need to stand today in the hands of God.
Amen.
That's
it.
Let me tell you this story. An old country church, there was a young man sitting on a back pew. A man was preaching a revival.
Every Lord.
Several nights and over. Hey, go back there and ask that young man, will you come to the altar? You know him outside the church house. Good friends with him.
Would
you come to the altar? Brother Chris, the man looked at him and said, no, I'll come another night. He kept begging him and begging him. Revival was over. 2 minutes, 2 months later, the preacher hadn't seen him 2 months. Got a phone call way up early in the morning by his cousin, by that man's cousin, and said, you need to get over here quick. He's about to commit suicide. Said the preacher, said, I'll be on my way. Said he run into the door, didn't even knock, just run to the door. His cousin spoke to him and said, he's back there in the back room. He won't give me the gun. I'm trying my best to get it from him, he won't get it from me. You won't give it to me. He opens the door and walks in there. And by the time he takes one step, he already had a gun to his head and pulled the trigger. And his lifeless body fell to the ground. Thought about no doubt that preacher begged him to come. Come to the altar while he had time.
Yeah.
And he didn't take heed to the call. Thought about there was a teenager. Just a senior in high school. She was going to her for prom. But her friend asked her, won't you just go to church tonight? She's been drinking. She was doing things that she went off to do. She said, well, I'll go tomorrow night. I'll go Sunday night.
Everybody.
And while she was coming home from prom. I guess somehow they got some alcohol. Lost control of her vehicle. Went over into a ravine. And she died in a car wreck. I thought about it. If you've got a knock on your heart today, you better answer it.
Right.
But if the Lord's knocking on your heart, you better open up. You better let him in, Brother Chris.
Come on.
Because you never know. You never know when your last day may be.
That's right.
I thought about it. It talks about life is like a vapor.
That's right.
Thought about when I was beginning to look at that scripture, it says life is like a vapor. I started thinking, vapor just here, and it's gone the next.
That's right.
I thought about you better serve him while you can.
Come on.
He's coming soon. And church, he's coming for a church that's made theirself ready.
That's right.
Not in the progress of making theirself ready, but has made theirself ready.
That's right.
I thought about they're going to have a garment that is white as snow. No blemish, no wrinkle, or any such thing.
That's right.
I thought about I want them to have that white as snow that you can see. But I want to lift it to that heaven.
Oh,
I thought about there's a street of gold. I thought there's a wall of jasper. I thought about there's a river of life.
That's right.
Chris, I want to be able to sit beside that river of life and sit by that pole and look up to him and ask him what happened to David and ask him when he was walking, what changed his sight. I thought about it when I went over to talk to Brother Daniel in the lion's den and ask him, Brother Chris, what was it like in the dens of lions? Somebody, I wanted to ask Brother Noah about the rain.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
What about folks? Your life is standing before an Almighty God.
That's right.
Final exam's coming up. Come on.
What about the prophets? If you hear them in the churches, you can hear them, Brother Chris. I know we hear them over in Cartersville. They'll say, dark times are coming. Dark times are coming. Souls need to be ready.
That's right.
I thought about it. I need to reach out to my cousins.
That's right.
I need to reach out to my brothers and sisters.
That's right.
I thought about we've got a people to gain. And I thought about J.B. sings that song. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shine.
That's right.
I thought about I want to miss that lake of fire, don't you?
Yeah.
I appreciate the Lord.
Come on.
I'm with you.
Let 21st chapter of Revelation. It said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Right.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
Yeah.
And there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven.
That's right.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Yes.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
That's right.
And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them.
That's right.
And be their God.
That's
I love this verse right here, Brother Chris. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
That's right.
And there shall be no more death.
That's right.
Neither sorrow nor crying.
Right.
Neither shall there be any more pain. So the former things are passed away.
Yeah.
I thought about Brother Marvin. There's going to be a time when there's going to be no more pain. There's going to be no more sorrow. I thought about there's going to be no more light. There's going to be no need for electricity bill. I thought about because Jesus Christ is going to be the light. And there's not going to be no more darkness.
That's
because
right.
He's going to be in the light.
That's right.
Amen. I thought about that. Brother Bruce, he counsels us a lot in Cartersville. He tells us about hell.
Yeah.
But Brother Chris, I believe in all the churches, hell needs to be preached really more. A lot more.
That's right.
Because folks, we're telling our people sugar-coating things.
Amen.
When we need to start telling them that there's a hell out there trying to reach them so they can miss it.
Oh,
but we're standing before it.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. That's right.
I remember the men of old. Wilson White, Junior Gooch, Junior Lamb, And they preached so hard that people would be flooding to the altars. I thought about we need to have more of that anointing to reach souls today. I thought about if there's people on the street today that are so hooked on drugs, that are so hooked on alcohol, and they try to find that hope in a bottle or in a needle or in a pill. But Brother Jacob, there's no hope in that.
No.
I thought there's hope in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I thought about I want some of that new wine.
Yeah.
I thought about when I was in high school, some of the football players when I used to play, I quit football because I started serving the Lord. And they would ask me, Brother Chris, they say, how about you just come over here to my house and we'll drink a couple beers and get a little bit tipsy and get a little wild. And I looked at them straight in the face, Brother Chris, and I said, I try to go to church. And I get a hold of that new wine.
Right.
I thought about they get a double take look at me, what's new wine? I thought about the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I thought about those no greater things. There's no greater alcohol, beverage that you can drink. There's no greater drug that you can take to match the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm so glad one day I prayed, hit down. And I'm so glad He filled me up and satisfied me.
That's right.
I thought about if you don't have it today, you've got time to get it.
That's right.
I thought about how you get it is by kneeling and praying. Crying out to Him. And I thought about the Bible tells us He gives to him that obey. I thought about if He's put something on your heart, you better do it. Because if you don't do it, you'll stand before a judgment with that not checked or not moved.
That's right. Yes. Amen. Amen. Come on.
I wanted to finish here with the last verse.
Come on.
In the book of Psalms, 26th chapter. Second verse.
Come on,
buddy. It says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me.
That's right.
Try my hands.
That's right.
And my heart.
That's right.
Thought about how I want to examine my heart, Brother Chris.
Come on.
Because I want to make heaven my home one day.
That's right.
I thought about we need to have a vision of heaven.
That's right.
Thought about how they used to teach track it. At high school, that coach, he would be yelling at his players when we'd down there at the football field. He'd look at them, those running, and you know what he said? He said, take your heart and push it across the finish line so that you can run toward it.
That's right.
I thought, I looked at that spiritual way. We need to put our heart toward the finish line.
Yeah.
How about we have to have a vision of heaven?
That's right.
I thought about Brother Jacob, this race isn't just to compete with you. I thought about it's a race to help each other along.
Right.
I thought about Brother Jacob, if I see you falling, I need to be able to come and pick you up.
Right.
I thought about if you see me falling, you need to come pick me up.
Right.
I thought about we're not even here to fight with each other, but to help each other make it home.
Right.
I thought about that's why we have a Jesus. That's why we have a prophet. That's why we never touch the fire. Because it edifies the church. It gives us the strength to go out there and reach the lost. I thought about we have a lost and dying world. And we need to reach them today. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the offering. I didn't come for that, but I appreciate the opportunity to be here and preach this new service. I thought about it's been a good service so far. And I thought about it. If you're lost today, if you're lost back there, anywhere you're at, and you don't have the Lord, I thought about Brother Chris will make room for you at this altar. Thought about we'll tarry with you. Thought about if you can get satisfied today. You can leave with a satisfied mind, knowing that you've got a changed heart and a changed mind. I appreciate you, Lord. Thank you all. 800 people die per minute. 90,000 people die in an hour. 1,080,000 people die in one day. Let me ask. is that your cousin, your good brother, who's died lost.
Come on.
And what about we will stand in judgment on that day when he comes to get us?
I'm on sale.
What about that? That's a lot. Yeah. 1,500 people die in a minute.
That's right.
And how many know they got their soul right?
That's
right,
Lord.
But that the Bible talks about the enlarging of heaven.
That's right.
I thought about many people are gone. Thought about, I was doing some other research a while back before I was even preaching this message. There is so many adult rated, I guess you want to say, stores than there is McDonald's. I'm talking about, there are so many hooked on drugs. There's so many hooked on alcohol.
Right.
There's so many hooked on gambling.
Yep.
Because they've lost their Savior.
Hello.
The Bible says, if they lost, the salt loses their Savior, where shall that be salted?
Help me, Lord.
But I want Christ in me.
Yeah,
but when I'm under the house of the Lord right now, under His voice,
amen.
And I thought about, I could be out there in the bar, Brother Chris,
oh, yeah.
But I thought about, He had a calling on my heart, and I'm so glad that calling, that I answered His call. But about that, I started looking at the term final exam. I don't know how many high school students are in here, but I thought about, this would be a perfect message to reach to them. Thought about, maybe when May comes, they all get ready, Chris, for that final exam.
That's right.
I thought about that final exam prepares them for the rest of their years.
Yeah, amen.
I thought about that. They'll be tested on what they've learned all that year.
That's right.
I thought about, one day, spiritually, we're going to have a final exam.
That's right.
And we're going to stand before an almighty God.
Come on.
And we're going to have to give record for everything that we've done.
That's right.
I thought about, if you've been sinning, there's time to be changing. I thought about, if you've not been healing, there's time to be healing. I thought about, if there's time to be preaching, you better be preaching. I thought about, we need to stand today in the hands of God.
Amen.
That's
it.
Let me tell you the story. An old country church, there was a young man sitting on the back pew. A man was preaching a revival. Several nights and over, hey, go back there and ask that young man, will you come to the altar? I know him outside the church house. Good friends with him. Would you come to the altar? Brother Chris, the man looked at him and said, no, I'll come another night. He kept begging him and begging him. Revival was over. Two months later, the preacher, hadn't seen him 2 months, got a phone call. Way up early in the morning by his cousin, by that man's cousin, and said, you need to get over here quick. He's about to commit suicide. Said the preacher, I'll be on my way. Said he run into the door, didn't even knock, just run to the door. His cousin spoke to him and said, he's back there in the back room. He won't give me the gun. I'm trying my best to get it from him, he won't give it to me. He gets, opens the door, walks in there. By the time he takes one step, he already had the gun to his head and pulled the trigger. And his lifeless body fell to the ground. So about no doubt that preacher begged him to come. Come to the altar while he had time.
Yeah.
And he didn't take heed to the call. What about, there was a teenager, just a senior, in high school. She was going to her for prom, but her friend asked her, won't you just go to church tonight? She's been drinking. She was doing things that she went on to do. She said, well, I'll go tomorrow night. I'll go Sunday night.
And
while she was coming home from prom, I guess somehow they got some alcohol. Lost control of her vehicle. Went over into her ravine, and she died in a car wreck. I thought about it, if you've got a knock on your heart today, you better answer it.
Right.
I thought about, the Lord's knocking on your heart, you better open up.
Whoa.
You better let him in, Brother Chris.
Come on.
Because you never know. You never know when your last day may be.
That's right.
I thought about it. It talks about life is like a vapor.
That's right.
Thought about when I was beginning to look at that scripture, it says life is like a vapor. I started thinking, vapor just here and it's gone the next.
That's right.
I thought about you better serve him while you can.
Come on. Come on.
He's coming soon. And church, he's coming for a church that's made itself ready.
That's right.
Not in the progress of making theirself ready, but has made theirself ready.
That's right.
I thought about they're going to have a garment that is white as snow. No blemish, no wrinkle, or any such thing.
That's right.
I thought about I want them to have that white as snow that you can see. Because I want to lift it to that heaven. I thought about there's a street of gold. I thought about there's a wall of jasper. I thought about there's a river of life.
That's right.
Chris, I want to be able to sit beside that river of life and sit by that pole and look up to him and ask him what happened to David and ask him when he was walking, what changed his sight. I thought about it when I went over to talk to Brother Daniel in the lion's den and ask him, Brother Chris, what was it like in the dens of lions? Somebody, I wanted to ask Brother Noah about the rain.
Come on. Yes, Lord. Come on.
What about folks? Your life is standing before an Almighty God.
That's right.
Final exam's coming up. Come on.
What about the prophets? If you hear them in the churches, you can hear them, Brother Chris. I know we hear them over in Cartersville. They'll say, dark times are coming. Dark times are coming. Souls need to get ready.
That's right.
I thought about it. I need to reach out to my cousins.
That's right.
I need to reach out to my brothers and sisters.
That's right.
I thought about it. We've got a people to gain. And I thought about J.B. sings that song. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shine.
That's right.
I thought about it. I want to miss that lake of fire, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate the Lord.
Come on, Lord.
I'm excited.
Let 21st chapter of Revelation. It said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Right.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
Yeah.
And there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven.
That's right.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Yes.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
That's right.
And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them.
That's right.
And be their God.
That's
I love this verse right here, Brother Chris. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
That's right.
And there shall be no more death.
That's right.
Neither sorrow nor crying.
Right.
Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away.
Yeah.
I thought about Brother Morgan. There's going to be time when there's going to be no more pain. There's going to be no more sorrow. I thought about there's going to be no more life. There's going to be no need for electricity bill. I thought about because Jesus Christ is going to be the light. And there's not going to be no more darkness.
That's
because
right.
He's going to be in the light.
That's right.
Amen. I thought about that. Brother Bruce, he counsels us a lot in Cartersville. He tells us about hell.
Yeah.
But Brother Chris, I believe in all the churches, hell needs to be preached really more. A lot more.
That's right.
Because folks, we're telling our people sugar-coating things.
Amen.
When we need to start telling them there's a hell out there trying to reach them so they can miss it.
Oh,
no, we're standing before it.
That's right. That's right.
I remember the men of old. Wilson White, Junior Gooch, Junior Lamb. And they were preaching so hot that people would be flooding to the altars. I thought about we need to have more of that anointing to reach souls today. I thought about it. There's people on the street today. They're so hooked on drugs. They're so hooked on alcohol.
That's right.
And they try to find that hope in a bottle or in a needle or in a pill. But Brother Jacob, there's no hope in that.
No.
But there's hope in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Thought about how I want some of that new wine.
Yeah.
Thought about how when I was in high school, some of the football players when I used to play, I quit football because I started serving the Lord. And they would ask me, Brother Chris, they say, how about you just come over here to my house and we'll drink a couple beers and get a little bit tipsy or get a little wild. And I looked at them straight in the face, Brother Chris, and I said, I try to go to church. And I get a hold of that new wine.
Right.
I thought about they get a double take, look at me, what's new wine? I thought about the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I thought about those no greater things. There's no greater alcohol, beverage that you can drink. There's no greater drug that you can take to match the power of the Holy Ghost. So I thought so well one day, I prayed, hit down. And I'm so glad He filled me up and satisfied me.
That's right.
I thought about if you don't have it today, you've got time to get it.
That's right.
I thought about how you get it is by kneeling and praying. Crying out to Him. And I thought about the Bible tells us He gives to him that obey. I thought about if He's put something on your heart, you better do it. Because if you don't do it, you'll stand before judgment with that not checked or not moved.
That's right. Yes. Amen. Amen. Come on.
I wanted to finish here with the last verse.
Come on.
In the book of Psalms, 26th chapter. Second verse.
Come on, buddy.
It says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me.
That's right.
Try my hands.
That's right.
And my heart.
That's right.
Thought about I want to examine my heart, Brother Chris.
Come on.
Because I want to make heaven my home one day.
That's right.
I thought about we need to have a vision of heaven.
That's right.
Thought about how they used to teach track at high school. That coach would even be yelling at his players when we was down there at the football field. He'd look at them, those running, and you know what he said? He said, take your heart and push it across the finish line so that you can run toward it.
That's right.
I thought, I looked at that spiritual way. We need to put our heart towards the finish line.
Yeah.
How about we have to have a vision of heaven?
That's right.
I thought about Brother Jacob, this race isn't just to compete with you. I thought about it's a race to help each other along.
That's right.
I thought about Brother Jacob, if I see you falling, I need to be able to come and pick you up.
That's right.
I thought about if you see me falling, you need to come pick me up. I thought about we're not even here to fight with each other, but to help each other make it home. I thought about that's why we have a teacher. That's why we have a prophet. That's why we never touch the fire. Because it edifies the church. It gives us the strength to go out there and reach the lost. I thought that we have a lost and dying world. And we need to reach them today. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the offering. I didn't come for that, but I appreciate the opportunity to be here and preach this new service. I thought about it. It's been a good service so far. And I thought about it. If you're lost today, if you're lost back there, anywhere you're at, and you don't have the Lord, I thought about Brother Chris will make room for you at this altar. Thought about him will tarry with you. Thought about him, you can get satisfied today. You can leave with a satisfied mind, knowing that you've got a changed heart and a changed mind. I appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.